Time for a set of the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, this kind of sounds like the plot of some movie, like, I don't know, The Hangover or something like that. Adam, the star, if you can manage to make it through the day without partying so hard after winning the lottery that you suffer an embolism, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's 39, just a forklift driver from the UK. So he won $1.3 million off a scratch-off ticket back in July.
So, that's pretty exciting.
Yes, Adam was like, I'm ready for this. He quit his job.
Yep, deuces.
Yep, spent the past 3 months partying, buying luxury items, Range Rover, Barbados family trip.
Oh, more than one Range Rover, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Then he developed a blood clot in his leg, spread to his lungs, left him unable to walk or breathe. He got a bilateral pulmonary embolism.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're basically tracing it to the result of him...
Going so hard?
Going hard, yes, exactly. And he literally told the BBC... He spent 8 days in the hospital. He called it.
But he survived it.
Yeah, he called it a wake up call. He said, it doesn't matter if you have $1 million, $100 million, $1 billion, $1 trillion. When you're in the back of an ambulance, none of it matters. Which,
yes.
You know what? That is wise words.
Well, yes. And it sounds like he was draining through that $1.3 million pretty quickly.
Yeah, he was like, you know what? Let's go. I've been waiting my life for this.
I mean, a couple of Range Rovers on a Barbados trip. Like in 3 months?
Yeah.
He was not on a course to have any of it left.
No, he was going to blow through it in a year.
Hopefully he has some of it left after medical bills.
Yeah, my gosh. So a little wake up call for you there. And I bet most of us are like, yeah, we could probably figure out how to do it.
More responsible than that.
1.3 mil. I could probably figure out what to do with that without.
You can stretch that.
Yep. Without sending me to the hospital. That's
but
right.
Who knew? Mm-hmm. Just go too hard and end up with a bilateral pulmonary embolism?
Yeah. I know. Crazy, right? So there you go. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.